Hi, I'm Irma Minerva at the University Libraries at UNCG, and this is your podcast of the week.
Hi, my name is Linda Kellum, and I'm the Data Services and Government Information Librarian for UNCG's University Libraries. November 4th, Election Day, is approaching fast, and I know you're on the lookout for lots of great information. To help you, I've created a webpage with a variety of elections resources. In addition to information on voting, this page provides nonpartisan candidate guides, sources of information for the top issues, and much more. In this podcast, I'm going to briefly touch on a few of these resources. I hope you check it out. First, we have plenty of information on registering to vote and voting. While the deadline to register to vote on November 4th has passed, you still have the ability to register and vote at the same time during the early voting period. We have linked to both the North Carolina State Board of Elections and the Guilford County Board of Elections with lots more information. I've also provided links to give you more information on your rights as a voter. While these links go into great detail, please be aware that you do have rights. For example, if you are in line when the polls close, you still have the right to cast your ballot. There are always many rumors circulating before a general election, and you don't want to be caught disenfranchised by one of them. Third, I've compiled a few candidate guides. I encourage you to vote for the bottom of the ballot races, especially the nonpartisan judicial races. It can be difficult to find lots of information on the local candidates, but I've included links to a few local news sources with candidate guides and questionnaires. I also encourage you to talk with your neighbors and local officials. Find out who they have worked with and would support. We also have candidate guides and other nonpartisan informational sources for the national and presidential races. Here are a couple to check out. Open Secrets is the website of a public policy group that tracks money in politics and its effects. You can look up each candidate to find information on money raised and where their money is coming from. They also have a quality of disclosure meter that rates the completeness of a candidate's campaign finance reports. Another is PolitiFact.com's Truth-O-Meter, a joint project of the St. Petersburg Times and Congressional Quarterly. This nonpartisan website reviews the claims made by candidates or campaigns and rates them on the Truth-O-Meter. Want to know which campaign claim is pretty darn accurate and which is rated as liar, liar, pants on fire? Check out PolitiFact.com on our webpage. In addition, we have loads of links to informational sources on the debates and the electoral process. If you weren't able to watch the debates, you can read the official transcripts on the Commission on Presidential Debates website. You can even read transcripts back to the Kennedy-Nixon debates of 1960. Also, check out the League of Women Voters for information not just about the candidates, but also about the electoral process, and especially the Electoral College. We also have links to a wealth of information about the issues, including University of Michigan's Election 2008, a comprehensive collection of governmental and non-governmental links on various issues, from abortion to the stock market bailout. Finally, because we all love the numbers, we have a section on statistical information. Rather than dry numbers, these sites present stats in fun and informative ways. For example, Voting America provides fascinating visualizations of American voting patterns in the presidential elections from the beginning of the modern party system to today. Using maps of the United States, you can watch as the country progresses through its presidential history. I encourage you to keep your eye on the South. I've just mentioned a few of the great resources we have available on our website. I encourage you to take a look and, of course, vote.